Welcome to Leaders in Sustainability, a podcast series by Trianon Scientific Communication.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Audrey.
I'm Marcus.
You're listening to Leaders in Sustainability, the podcast of Trianon Scientific Communication. Today, our guest is Sarah Lockman, the CSO of Greenomy. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, Audrey. Hello, Marcus.
Hello.
And the topic of the day will be sustainable finance. So Sarah, to start, what does it mean CSO?
CSO is Chief Sustainability Officer. So it means that I'm leading the sustainability team regarding the sustainable finance regulation, like doing a regulatory watch, advising our clients on the regulation that applies to them, where it's applicable to them. And also, having an eye on what's going on the sustainable finance globally, also not on the EU, not only on the EU.
Okay, super. Thank you, Sarah. So let's start with yourself. Who are you? What is your background? And what brought you to sustainable finance?
Well, it's always a difficult question. So I'm 34 years old. My background is mainly in mathematics applied to risk management and finance. And it was during the crisis in 2008 when I started looking into finance market, and everything related to this branch. So I was telling myself, what I will do after my bachelor degree in mathematics. And I saw really the savage of the crisis on the people, etc. And I said, I need to do something for this, but I need to understand the conventional finance before doing the sustainable finance. It was 10 years ago. And I've studied in Lyon, mathematics applied to risk management. I have 7 years of experience as a risk consultant in the financial sector. And during COVID, I've decided to shift my career to more tangible and impactful work. So that's why I have joined Greenomy from the beginning as a co-founder to build really a sustainable path to a carbon neutral economy.
That sounds very impressive. For the benefit of our listeners, what exactly is sustainable finance?
Yeah, so it's quite difficult, to really define sustainable finance, because everyone is putting in sustainable finance what they are considering it is a sustainable finance. So for myself, sustainable finance is really referring to all the decisions, the processes that take into consideration the environmental, the social aspect, and in the financing of a project, in the investment decisions, etc. So this is for me what is really sustainable finance.
Okay, what do you think sustainable finance can do and what can it not do?
Sustainable finance, when it's well regulated, can really have an impactful consequences. So for instance, the EU wants to be carbon neutral by 2050, and to do so they need financing. And now they are trying to reallocate all the funds and the money and the investments towards all the companies that are contributing to this goal. So I think that sustainable finance can really have an impactful return, and to have fairer businesses, social, they can have fairer businesses, sustainable businesses for the people and also for the investors.
Okay.
And
so you're doing that in Greenomy. Can you tell us what Greenomy is? You were saying you are co-founder. So how did it start, and what is the mission or the vision of your company?
Yes. So we have created Greenomy just after the publication of the EU Taxonomy report, which is one of the key actions of the EU Commission in order to have a carbon neutral target by 2050. So the idea is to classify an activity if it's green or not, it's sustainable or not. So it's really a heavy regulation. So we saw really the burden that the companies, the financial institutions, and non-financial institutions will have in order to implement it in a certain amount of time, which was 1 year and 1 year and a half. So that's why we have created Greenomy, which is a market infrastructure helping the companies, the asset managers, the financial institutions to be aligned with the EU taxonomy and implemented using technology and digital tools.
Okay.
In your work, so that means in your work, in your daily work, you are really embedded with everything around the Green Deal then?
From the EU, from the regulation, yes. So everything related to the sustainable finance regulation, such as the EU taxonomy, the SFDR, which is sustainable finance regulatory disclosures, and the new upcoming regulations, yes.
Okay. And so my other question would be, how would you, or do you, in fact, do you advise, like an investor today would like to invest in a company said green? Do they come to you and you tell them if the company is okay, or do they come to you and you tell them where to invest? Company obligation.
So, okay. So the idea of our mission is really to help them to better invest in companies that are aligned with the EU taxonomy. So they come to us and they said, we want first to know what is our actual sustainability impact. So in that case, we do a certain gap analysis of what they have in their portfolios against the EU taxonomy, and they will have their reporting. And in that case, they say, well, we know we are aligned with the EU taxonomy, but we want to achieve more sustainability targets. This is the kind of companies that we want to invest in. So in that case, we use our company portal to help them assess and measure the alignment of the different companies and the impact if they invest in it or not. So they really come to us first to be aligned with the EU taxonomy, so to do their reporting because it's mandatory. And mm-hmm. The second step is really to help them in this transition and to invest in companies with sustainable practices and fairer businesses.
Okay.
Yeah, tying in to that, recently there was a documentary on Arte in which journalists looked at green investment funds and found that these funds contained shares of petrochemical companies, etc., companies which are not normally seen as green. How green is green and what can be done against greenwashing?
So first, now the EU Commission is really trying to define what is green. Because before the EU taxonomy, you know, everyone put in the ESG what they want. It's the same as sustainable finance. Everyone puts their own words, their own definition. But now with the EU taxonomy, which is a classification, we are really trying to standardize what is green. So this is first regarding what does it mean green. So for us, it's really using the EU taxonomy as a classification to say if this company has a green activities or not. And in the case of a company that doesn't have 100% activities that are green, they can be used in a transition, because there is a reality that not all the companies will be from year one all aligned with the EU taxonomy. Maybe they will be aligned 5%, 2%, 0% alignment. But the idea and also the objective of the EU taxonomy is to do the transition. Yeah. So maybe with the companies that are in controversial, I would say, sectors, the idea is to help them transition to more sustainable and green activities. So the objective of the EU taxonomy is for the coming 30 years to help these companies to transition through or towards greener activities, and the ones that are doing good to do greater.
Okay.
I don't know if we say to do greater, to do great.
To do better.
Yeah. And for the companies that have a good scores, to do better.
Yeah. Okay. Right. It is traditional to round up our interview with the so-called magic wand question. If you had a magic wand, and you could do whatever you pleased over the next 3 years, what would you do?
I say that from a professional perspective, so from Greenomy, I would really I'm really keen to help more countries to include a green taxonomy within their regulatory aspects, or even trying to help them to have a set of standards of regulations to be more green and to effectively contribute to the carbon neutral vision that we all have as human now. The second thing could be to have a prosper company with our team. So because the team is really our core fuel of our business and what we want to achieve. It's really with our people, to have fulfilled people and impactful in what they are doing with Greenomy and without Greenomy.
Mm. Okay.
That's fantastic. Great.
That was a very enlightening interview. We thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Leaders in Sustainability, a podcast series by Trianon Scientific Communication. If you would like to know more about sustainable development and or corporate social responsibility, please visit www.science-by-trianon.com, where you will find our blog and contact details, and where you can subscribe to our newsletter.